A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 18 through 35. He said, therefore, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour until it was all leavened." He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last." At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I will finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills its prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken. And I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor David Winter, St. John Lutheran Church, Norwood, Young America, Minnesota.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation is from Luke chapter 13, verses 23 and 24. They read, "Someone asked Jesus, 'Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?' He said to them, 'Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to.'" So far, text. A pastor went duck hunting with a recent convert. While on the trip, that man asked his pastor why it is so difficult to remain true to my new faith. It seems his old friends were ridiculing him and trying to get him to revert to his old lifestyle. The minister answered him with this practical story about hunting. "What happens if a couple of ducks fly over? You shoot at them, killing one but only injuring the other. What do you do?" "That's easy," the man said. "I go for the injured one first. The dead one ain't going nowhere." The pastor replied, "That's just what the devil does. He doesn't bother with those who are already dead in sin, those without faith. He goes after those who are weak or injured or new in the faith." The text we are studying this morning deals with the fight of faith that we are daily engaged in. It deals with eternal questions and answers. Questions like, "Why is it Satan always seems to be picking on me? Why is it I struggle to do the right thing? Will I be able to hold on to my faith and make it to heaven?" These are questions we all ask in one form or another. As Jesus went about his work, a question was raised which prompted him to speak the warning and the encouragement found in our text. The question was simple: "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" But Jesus' answer was complicated. He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able." In order to understand Jesus' answer, let's break it down into two parts. The narrow door Jesus is talking about is himself. In John chapter 10, he called himself the gate. Jesus is saying that he is the only entrance point to eternal life with God. If we don't enter through him, we don't get in. We enter the door by having faith in the redemptive work of Jesus. Each moment of Jesus' life on earth was spent working for our redemption. His death paid the price demanded for our sins. When we trust our eternal future to what God has done for us, we enter by the narrow door. The door is called narrow, not because it's small in width, but because of the simple requirements for entering. All that is required, according to Acts chapter 16, 31, is that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we do that, we have been promised the gift of eternal life. The second part of Jesus' answer says, make every effort to enter, because many will try to enter and not be able to. The Greek word used in the original text suggests that entering is only done after a struggle occurs. But the struggle is not against God, but rather against our own sinful flesh and the temptations of the devil. I could list for you hundreds of examples of struggles, but you all know what I'm talking about. For each of us has our own personal struggles. The most dangerous, of course, is against the temptations of our own flesh, simply because our flesh is always with us. Our flesh keeps telling us, go ahead, do it. You have a right to be happy. You owe it to yourself. Watch out for number one, because no one else is going to do that. These temptations appeal to our emotions, trying to get us to make decisions by how we feel and not by what we believe. There are also many who seek other ways to get to heaven. Many who refuse to accept Jesus Christ as the only way, and they try to enter heaven by their own efforts. They may even put forth what seems like a good struggle, but all of these efforts are in vain. Attempts to get through on one's own goodness is useless. There is no other way to enter heaven than through the narrow door called Jesus Christ. We cannot create our own entrance, our own door. In conclusion, most of us listening today have entered that narrow door by faith in Jesus Christ. We are assured of eternal life. But if you haven't yet entered, or you didn't enter once, or you did enter once but left again, listen. Jesus is calling you. The door is still open. It is open for you. So come. Come enter into eternal life through the narrow door called Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor David Winter for this meditation on God's Word.